The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Today's shiur will be on Sanhedrin Perek Zeboyer Daf Chof Hey. In yesterday's shiur, we ended off discussing the machloikis between Rami Bar Chochma and Rav Sheshes, which is also a machloikis between Mechaber and Ramah and Simon Shin Ayin, Siv Beis, and Simon Reish Zayin, Siv Yud Gimel, if it is mutter to gamble or also to gamble. The Mechaber says it is also to gamble, and the Ramah seems to say the minig is mutter to gamble. Now, in Simon Reish Zayin, Siv Yud Gimel, the Ramah qualifies his heter, and he gives two qualifications. The last year we talked about one, and this year we'll talk about the other as well. Let's review the qualification we had in the last year. The Ramah says, even though gambling is not at the machta, he says, kisha soichikim, when we play the game, the mischak, the game of gambling, b'mois, mukhanim, you play with money that is here in front of us. That the money is here. It is ready to be paid. But if they play a gambling game and the loser will pay in the future, he's indebted himself, not paying now but paying later, then the Ramah says he does not have to pay. Again, the Ramah posits that if a person loses and he says the game was understood that he'll pay later, he does not have to pay, because that is a smachta. The money has to be here. If the money is here, then only then do we say that it is not asmach. The Ramah goes on and says another tenai. Not only the money has to be here, but he says this. The Ramah goes right over there in Reish Zayin. V'yesh oimrim. The eno mutter rak kishadaf shamois mukhanam alav bifneihem. The money that the loser will be paying cannot be in his pocket. It has to be on a table. Again, number two, the Ramah says, not only does the money have to be here, but it has to be on a table and placed before the game. Because that shows he's more serious. He has the money and he's putting it on the table. The Ramah goes on and says that not only does the money have to be here, and the money has to be on the table, but it has to be on a table, says the Ramah, shekonoi lishneyem. The table has to be owned by both the winner and the loser and all the players. What's the logic that the table must be owned by both the winner and the loser, by both players? The logic seems to be the following. If the table is owned by both people, so therefore it is as if you gave the money away even before you began to play. Again, the money is here, it's on a table, and the table belongs to everyone. Therefore, you are serious, and you are not, and you are very serious about giving away the money. Since you're so serious about giving away the money, so then gambling is permitted. That is the opinion of the Ramah. Three conditions. Money here on the table, and the tani table has to be owned by both of them. Then the Ramah goes on and says a fourth condition of when he is matter gambling. And he says the following. He says, this that we say, that gambling is not an esmachta, according to Rami Bar Chochma, is only by Misachi Bakubia, a dice player. Why? Because a dice player, she'eno yodea im yinashtech im loy, v'afilu hachi hisne. When you play dice, you have no idea you will win. There is no skill involved whatsoever. Since in dice, there is no skill involved, therefore, the Ramah says that it is not a smachta according to Rav Sheshes. However, games that involve skill, says the Ramah, then there would be a problem of a smachna even according to the Ramah and Rav Sheshes. Meaning, even though we have all of the tnoim, we said the conditions, it has to be money here on the table in front of both of them, still, he says, it has to be a game of sort where there is no skill involved. If there's no skill involved, then you're not somich. You're not depending on your action. It's all a potluck. Therefore, to come out halacha l'maisa, even though by a dice game, it would be permitted according to the Ramah. However, arm wrestling, for for example, people arm wrestle, and even if they have all the three conditions, they have the money here on the table, and the table belongs to both of them, if they arm wrestle, which involves skill, then your somech, and therefore the winner that takes the money, would be considered a ganes. As that can be seen in the Ramah. Now, according to this, some games that are not dice or arm wrestling are not so clear. Because dice, after all, is clearly luck. No matter how you spin the dice in any fashion, it is pure luck, and therefore no one is so mixed that he has a skill to play dice. And arm wrestling, obviously there's no luck. It's pure strength, quote unquote. Pure muscle, and therefore you are so mixed that you will win. What happens when it comes to a game like cards, poker? Poker is neither pure luck, and it's neither strength. It is a combination of both. After all, we see there's many books and skills how to play poker successfully. Therefore, poker, I'm not sure, and the poskim are not clear, would it be permitted poker according to the Ramah? So that means that if poker is skillful, if you hold poker is skillful and you have what it takes to win, then that would be atmachta. But if you play poker without confidence, and it's like dice, therefore it would be fine according to the Ramah. Now, this is all according to the opinion of the Ramah. Now, even according to the Ramah, it could be seen in Igris Moshe, where Moshe says in Chelek Orachaim, Chelek Dalid, Simin Lamed Hay, that gambling is divine, muhuarim bekomokom. It's a disgusting thing. How will you do it? Vuhu gam kemoshev leithim. Ramosha called it a moshev leithim. And even though halachically there is no issue of gineva, says Ramosha, still it would be labeled as a moshev leithim. As they consider Ramosha. However, we also we see in the Orach HaShulchan and Orach Chaim Simen Tofresh Ayin Siftes, the Orach HaShulchan Paskes, Mi Shebi Yecholtoi Levatloi Minigzeh Scharoi Meluba Ba'oid. The Orach HaShulchan says, anyone who could stop people from gambling, his schar is tremendous, because it is a tremendous aveira, the Orach HaShulchan says. And therefore we see that it's not even praised in Ashkenazi postgame. Also to be seen in the Mishnah Berurah, in Bir Alocha and Orach Chaim, Simon Tofresh Ayin Siv Beis, he talks about over there that there are people on Hanukkah who have a minig to do zmiros and tishpachos. He also says there's a minig to play games, to play poker games in kartim. I guess it was a special card game they had back in those days they played on Hanukkah. And he says the Mishnah Berurah that vashoymer nafsho yirchak mizeh, someone who shoymer nafsho shall not do so. So we see even though the Ramot is mutter and Simon Rezayin, and in Shinayin, and the minig is, so the Ramah says, the Yesh, but minig came, what he means to say is, that the minig is that you have to pay up, and the minig is it's not gezel. However, to go do it, surely these three Ashkenazi poskim, the Orach HaShulchan, Ramoshe, and the Chofetz Chaim all say that it is not praiseworthy, and it should not be done. That is clearly stated in all three. Now, if that's true, the question comes out, how do we have raffles for tzedakah? How do we have the different types of raffles and auctionings for tzedakah? After all, that's also a form of gambling. And it is not, first of all, it's not praiseworthy. It's not praiseworthy. And therefore, how do we engage in such a practice of raffles? So, the Shuvas Manhagis from Moshe Sternbach and Chelik Dalitim and Shudalev comes and says that Avada, it's mutter to buy tickets in a raffle. Why is a raffle different, says Rav Sternbach? Says Rav Sternbach, a raffle is different because in a raffle, what happens is, what do you win? You don't win the money. What you win is the item that is being auctioned off. Since you do not win money, but rather you win the item that is being auctioned off, so says Rav Sternbach, since the winning person who comes home brings an item home, that's not ganeva. If you bring the money home, the money is gezel medivrayim, then these three poskim say it's not praiseworthy. But if you bring an item home, not money, says Rav Sternbach, then it's not a problem 100%. So therefore, all these stock organizations that make different auctions on items, it is totally permissible, according to everyone, Sfaradim, Ashkenazim, and even according to all three poskim that we said. However, if the pot would be a pot of money, that would be an issue. But the Moshe Sternberg ends off over there and says that even though that it's a problem if you take money home because the loser, it would be an asmach that wouldn't be praiseworthy, he says that when someone gives for tztaka, for a raffle, he's gomer makni. He has full intention to give it over, and he has no intention to keep it for himself. And since he's gomer makni, so therefore, it is clear to him that he wants to give it, and it is not in the category of asmachta.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.